Shlomo Weisberg.
Okay, everybody, so we're doing about, let's make a quick stick on what we learnt last week. Last time we spoke about toilet paper and Beis Kissy, and we said that if someone's stuck, he's run out of the tissue paper, he's got no toilet paper in the Beis Kissy, so we said there's a few options you can do. Option number one was to ask a non-Jew to cut the paper for you, before on Shabbos, obviously. Option number two is to... So if one does that, one should ask a derech hamizah in a hinting way, he says. If he doesn't understand the hinting way, you can ask him straight out. You can ask him straight out to tear the paper for you. If that's not possible to be done, then the other eitzah we said was to, do it kelachyad, tear kelachyad. That was the eitzah that one can do. If one has to use newspaper, one's got nothing else available, the maaseh, one can use newspaper. Our newspaper nowadays, the maaseh, the ksav doesn't rub off. It's a special print they use, the maaseh, so there's no moichuk. When a person uses the toilet paper, it's therefore there's no problem in ice and it's like that. It's covered up rias, so one can use, I mean, not obviously a Heimish newspaper, you can't use the toilet, obviously. You have to use something which is, you're asking what you're doing with that newspaper in your house. You shouldn't be having it anyway in your house. It's good kasha. All right. Someone's got it. Yeah. Okay, I'd count. Okay, let's talk about here the bottle tops. So this is a Mamish Sugyan itself, isn't it, this one over here? But really, I didn't want to do it. I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to touch it. I wanted to keep it for Makiva Patish. That's really what I wanted to do. I must tell you, just by the way, many years ago, I phoned up a company in Birmingham about how they make metal bottle tops. It just shows you quite a few things, actually. But when I phoned them up, I said, you know, you always have to give a whole show when you phone them up. So I'm doing research on bottle tops. I wonder if it's possible if you can help me. I'm trying to find out how to make it. There was a woman on the phone, the secretary. I said, can I speak to the technical advisor? She said to me, if you want, you can. She said, you know, I can probably help you as well, she said to me. So I said, okay, I'll tell you what. So I said to her, I'm interested, I'm doing research on how you make bottle tops. Can you please tell me how to do it? So as far as I remember, she said to me, yes, I can tell you exactly how to do it, she said to me. I said, what do they do? She said, there's a metal sheet that comes over the bottle, and it's made on the bottle, the metal sheet. I said, thank you very much, I appreciate it, but can you put me through the technical support? I just want to see if I can speak to someone there. So she put me through to the technical support, that was a man. And I asked him, can you tell me how the bottle tops are made? He said, yeah, the bottle tops come like a little cup, a Lachaim glass. They're put on the bottle, and then they're made on the bottle. I said, are you sure? He said, someone told me they're made as a sheet. He said, I don't know what you want. I'm on the floor now. He said, I'm standing on the floor. I'm watching it being done. I could see it being done now, he says to me. I don't know what you mean. It doesn't say much about that. But now, with all these kutzah they can do, I have not seen the actual show of how they make it. Someone actually managed to get a video. What? And he said he's going to send it to me. He's going to send it right. I haven't got email access, so someone's going to send it to me. Anyway, because I hope to see it. But the bottom line is, what is a metal bottle top is made in a way, it's like a Lachaim glass. It's put over the bottle. This whole thing goes over the bottle, and then the machine squashes it into the place as it is. Which means to say that this lid was never a keli beforehand.
Call it a keli.
I'm not sure if it's a keli. It's a very loose keli, but it couldn't really do much of a job. But the maaseh, wherever it is now, it's become certainly a much better keli on this on the bottle. And certainly, when you undo it, you're making a much better keli. That's what you're doing. I mean, that means this keli now, as it is now, is not really so good because I can't do much with it. When I open it up and I do that, what I've now achieved is this keli now could be put on and put off. So I've achieved a very good keli. It was a keli before, but the keli wasn't so good. So you made a better tikkun than the keli. The chay is a chiddush that you made a better keli than was before. The chay, that's tikkun mona. What? Even if it's a keli beforehand, but now you're making much better keli. You mean this keli beforehand, for its job that it wasn't so good, yeah? I mean, the bottle tilts over, you're going to lose all your wine. As it is now, the way they've made it, and you've done it now to perfect it, you made it much better, you've now perfected it in such a way that the keli is really, really good. So the chayra, you've made an ideal keli. Which the chayra would seem to show that what you've done is a tikkun in the lid, which is a problem of tikkun mona in the lid. That lechayra is the pashtus, which some poskim definitely say is a problem because of that, yeah? There's some poskim say that is the problem, that when you open this lid over here, you are now making a new utensil. Because that utensil, in inverted commas, was never the utensil it is now, and it was, even if it was once a utensil, but it was that utensil wasn't usable in the way it is now, you've now designed a very, very good utensil. And therefore, some poskim, quite a few poskim, hold that it's problematic to make this on Shabbos. Who says this? This is I'm Yerucha Shabbos over here. The Yerucha Shabbos, apparently your base, Sifu Zion. He says this over here. He brings over, obviously, different shitters. And he says over here, apparently your base, Sifu Zion. At the time you make it, nefredes, it separates. You've got this ring that separates. You might as well cut it off. The ring separates. He holds it's also to do as the Isra Makopatish. Then he's also got shy. Also interesting questions. I must say, have you done Machatech? Have you done the Isra Machatech? You must realize it cuts very nicely. This when it severs, it cuts in a very nice way. So some poskim hold there's a problem of Machatech as well. Other poskim, you're not so interested in the way it cuts so nicely. It's not that. Lamaisa, these poskim are going with the Mahalach that it's a problem of of making a keli, which is problematic. That's who are these poskim holders? So Shlomo Zalman, but Ikka is very, very busy. So Shlomo Zalman says it's a problem. Who else brings this? This is also bring Rav Shem Bar Moshe, Rav Vosner, Rav Eliashiv, Dain Weiss, and Rav Vosner. They all seem to take on that one should not do this on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher. He held there was no problem. Basically, sorry, he had. He had the raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says if a person's got a barrel with a lid on it, he times it. The Gemara says clear that. The person's got to slice off the lid of the barrel, and there's no problem. You've made a lid. It's a lid. So all the others timed on that timer, which is a good time for example, I think like a lot of other times, that is clear that that maguf is not meant to stay on. It's clear, it's meant to come on. It's only a temporary chibble. Okay, you have to know exactly how it works, and it's, even when it goes on, it's not a proper keli. You haven't made a proper keli. It's not really such a good thing anymore. So they tie, that's different. But the Maaser of official time is that from here's a raya that you could take it off, even though you couldn't use the chovas beforehand, and it remains some sort of keli. But since it's oimbat to come off, anything which is oimbat to come off, it's designed to come off, then there's no problem whatsoever of taking it off on Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman got a whole shub actually against this. He spoke, they had a vikuah between the two of them. Shlomo Zalman wasn't masking this time. I can't remember what, I've got to see what it was. Time it was. Shlomo Zalman wasn't masking this. He tanned the magufa, the case of the lid on a bow was a different case. I don't remember, I didn't write down why. Others time that you're not interested in making a keli. It's a psik ratio, you're not interested in making a keli at all. Which is also a chiddush, because normally we know a psik ratio is also on Shabbos to do. You mustn't do a psik ratio. Even if it's nichale, it makes it much worse. So here, it's nichale. But the ma'aser, that's another small people tainer that it's a person's not interested in making a keli. When a person opens a bottle, his main intent is to get the drink out. He's not interested in the lid of the keli. He's not interested in making a lid over here. So therefore, that's what they tainer, another small to say, that's not a problem. It's also interesting to say, Shlomo Zalman actually was a bit to this svara. He wanted to say this svara in a case of where you throw the lid away. Because then your time is made, you're doing it, you've got no intent, you've got nothing out of it. But the Maestro Shlomo Zalman was choyza afterwards. It looks like Shlomo Zalman wasn't happy with this svara. The Maestro didn't like this. But it's interesting that it falls in both ways. The Maestro is a big shayla. What I tell you what to do. It's very hard to machriya, gedoyim in either way what to do. But there is a poshta eitzah to get around this problem. The poshta eitzah, which actually I say I call it poshta, it also looks like it's also interesting what they're saying, is the choyra. What's the whole problem over here? The whole problem over here is this lid that you made a keli. If you can make it that this lid is not a utensil, then you've got no problems. So if you make a hole, what shall they say, in this lid, you pierce a hole, Shlomo Zalman says, others say this, you pierce a hole in the lid, obviously if there's writing on it, you're going to have a problem with the moichah, but let's say it's no writing on it, and you pierce a hole in the lid, which makes it that it's not really usable, that lid's not really much point. What? That'd be quite a hole. Yeah, even though it's a big hole, myself, any hole in myself, the ball falls on the floor, it's not reusable. Yes, it has to be a sizable hole in myself, it has to be a sizable hole, so it's useless. So in that way, you get around both problems. If you're old machata, there's no machata, you're making something useless. And there's no problem of making a keli. That really gets around this problem completely. That's the best way to do it. The only question is, the poskim I saw say that the one can leave the lid on afterwards then. Because it's a useless keli. Others say that myself, it's best to throw the keli, best to throw away this lid. Not to use it at all. Because if you're using it, you're showing that you made something which is beneficial. So some go so far as to go a bit further. Use a lid for another bottle. You run out of one bottle. I must tell you, so this is a big shout what to do. One's asking the Meister what to do. Well, certainly, before shout, one should open bottles. I mean, why get oneself involved in this machlokes? That's certainly the best thing to do. On Shabbat itself, one has to know. One has to know who one follows. One has to know who one's robbed.
Simply, you don't have any bottles to
need. What? I must say, someone told me that it's a straw. There's a little cane you can buy, which undoes all the ribs, all the things over here, and separates it. That means you've lost no space then. You've lost no air, yeah? You don't have to open it before Shabbos. No. That's a very good thing. I started talking, someone told me actually... huh? You got it here? Yeah. Have you got one at home? Oh, Shmuley, you're the man we want. See, if you bring it, I'd like to try out. Yeah? If you don't mind. Yeah, it's very hard. It takes a long time. Like, you could do it with a knife. It takes a long time, though. You could do it with a knife. Right, you could do it with a knife and cut it off. So, yeah, right, yeah. Obviously, you use this cage to do before Shabbos, yeah? So the mice, if you do it before Shabbos, you've got no problem. You'll make a sip that you can have them as long as you want. The mice, I personally fear this is a chedek of Kudush Shabbos. This person's got to stop it what to do. There's a big shadow what to do here. Many possible models are problematic. So to open the bottles before Shabbos, no, they go a bit unstable, use a bit of fizz. No, not so bad. Plastic bottles are a different shadow. Now, it took me a long time, I didn't have so much patience, but it took me a long time today. I tried to get this bottle lid off a sealed bottle. I managed to do it more or less, actually. This is how the bottle lid comes out. That's posh of the man. I said, here, there's no shiloh of making a keli on the bottle. Here, a plastic lid is a keli beforehand. It comes on, they buy all their rings. Someone showed me once, he had a tenant who was actually manufacturing bottle lids, bottles and bottle lids. And he showed me actually what happens. He's got the bottle. These lids come across from whichever company it is, and they're put on the bottle. So the lid is a whole keli beforehand. What happens is, eventually, it goes on the bottle top, and there's a little groove inside here. It gets locked into position. It gets locked that you can't undo it. You can turn it round. It goes this way to lock it on, but you can't undo it. When you break it off, then you separated this from this, and you made it now. Okay, you can use both ways. Rav Shlomo Zalman Tainers, that's what they say. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that l'chaira, this is a keli before, and it remains a keli afterwards. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman is apparently supposed to say that on lemonade bottles, the mice said this problem doesn't exist. Because since you could take this bottle lid off to wash it, if you smash the plastic bottle in a way, wherever it is, smash the plastic bottle, you could get this lid off. And say you can even do it without this, you know, without smashing the bottle. You can maneuver it in a way with a screwdriver. I tried it today. So I didn't spend so long on it, but the mice, I tried a bit of time, and you can maneuver it off, the lid comes off. So he turns the keli beforehand. It's a keli beforehand, it's a keli afterwards, even though it's a slight improvement, the keli. But since you could take it off other ways, therefore, it's not called a major improvement. And then Roshlomo Zalman says there's no problem with plastic bottle tops. Again, many poskim don't make this differentiation. Many poskim don't differentiate this way. They tell us it's not the mice, you made a better keli. Before it was all awkward to use it like this. The mice, now you've got an easy way of doing it. So many poskim hold in plastic, there's no difference whatsoever. It's also problematic, and one should open it before Shabbos. No, it's metal. Metal ones, Roshlomo Zalman's metal. Yeah, Roshlomo Zalman's metal or metal ones. Eight times it's posh, it's also. What? Oh, these were Rishonik Fisher. He held that it was all. Yeah, he said so. What? Pad Walsh, they say, was Makel, apparently. I can't see the truth inside, but they bring Pad Walsh also Makel. I think the Moshe was also supposed to be Makel. On metal, even on metal, I think, even on metal. As far as I remember. Yeah. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah. He's very, very machmir. Rosh Hashanah is very, very machmir over here. Yeah, it could be. Yes, it's a big sugya. It's a very, very big sugya. The people have got pages on it. I must say, the marriage pages. It's a sugya from the outside. The ma'aser, you have to read that. On one side, it's a shayla, but it's a raisa. Those that are machmir hold it's a raisa. The ones that are maker hold it's mamish mutter, and the ones that are machmir hold it's a raisa. I think, come on, what? So that's a big question. I was just arguing with someone this week about it. And I said, if you hold it's mamish a serious problem, you hold it's a serious problem of ticking keli, then you shouldn't ask someone to open it for you. You shouldn't do it. I was at a kiddies not so long ago, actually. So I had all funny things. I had someone say to someone, can you hold the bottle for me? I looked around, what's he doing? He says, someone told me the best way to do it is to do shnayim sh'asu, to open a bottle of shnayim sh'asu. Yes or no, I'm not sure. The best thing zikha is always...
What are you doing just holding the keli?
So you're helping. I mean, a person could do it. If you don't hold the keli, you couldn't open it. It's shnayim sh'asu, he said. Maybe that's a bit better. I'm not sure. Maisa, ideally, that's zikha, one should try to open before Shabbos. If you've got a problem rather than opening Shabbos, then you've got this shayla over here, which you have to think about. Yeah, if you're chumrah, like you're taking them yourself, but I say it's very, you've got very big gedolim who holds mamish shayla v'raisa. I'm saying it's a very big, you've got a lot of gedolim who holds mamish shayla v'raisa. This It's not pshat, it's a churma drabon. There's many gedolim helping money to shayla b'daraisa. So, I don't know. Look, I want us to be machir themselves. The next shayla I looked into, it was also interesting, and that's what we spoke about. I don't know if we have time to go. It's a very interesting shayla this one over here. And that is, it's quite common, this actually, this shayla. That is, you've got a lid, which you've got a plastic over here. You pull the plastic off, you put the lid back on again. I said that last time. I was wondering, a lot of people weren't happy with what I said, so I said, I'm going to go into it. I'm going to find out. I must say, I did look into it, but I must tell you. The Weiler, I'll tell you what the problem is. It's very interesting. This is from Rolf Falk, because Rolf Falk says as well. What? Yeah. Yes, I spoke. Oh, very good. He said, let's just start from the beginning. You see how it goes. I say it's a moody of all. That's what I'm responsible for. If you go from the beginning of the story, you'll see it's mamish lecher and as far as mamish right. He's got a moody of all. I'll tell you what he says. There's a halacha shin yud gimel, sivov. The halacha there in the shulchan aruch there is, I wrote it out, mamish already. A person mustn't be mechaber together bits of a keli. Kisei shel parokim. A person can't join keli together. Says the Mogen Avraham, anything which is screwed on, which you need to tighten, you screw it on, is also to do on Shabbos, especially because it's very tight. It's an issa deraisa of shayla with makor patish or whether it's boina. It's an issa deraisa to screw something on Shabbos. Says the Mogen Avraham. Let me read out the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says, however, if it's a kisei keli, if it's a lid of a keli, the kisei keli, I feel him assume keli shori. Even if it's a kisei keli which is meant to screw on, it's mutter. The hosom ein asuim lekiyim. It's not meant to last. Rak leposchon or sogron tomin. It's meant to open and close. The chen kosvataz. So the chaz nishes must be this mogen avraham. That the mogen avraham means that when you put a lid on this keli, everyone knows it's not called one. You don't intend to put a lid on this thing to make it into one unit. I'll give you an example. Someone puts a belt in their trousers. There's no makor patish there, because it's posher. You're not making it into one item. You're not making the belt mamish mixed into the trousers. Says the Chaz Nish, though, in a case of where it's going to stay and it's going to become one, then there's a serious problem of screwing something together. Le Moshel, this case over here, when you take the screw up, you unscrew it, and then you put it back on again, you've got mamish a serious problem because you now screwed it on, it's tight, and it's never going to come off. It's not meant to come off anymore. So the chayra, the svari is mamish like the svari. According to Mogen Avraham, it's mamish a serious problem. And according to the others learn, the Shulchan Aruch Rav learns over there about why a bottle top's not a problem. But when you, why is it not, so I'm asking, why is it not a problem when I take this off and put it on? First you're going to throw it away. Also, everyone understands this bottle top is not meant to be joined onto it. It's a separate identity. You've got a lid with a bottle. No one in his right mind thinks you made one item over here. And therefore, this lechoira is much better than the case of this over here, where you want to make it into one. Since you want to make it into one, that's what you're doing, it's going to stay as one unit. That could be much worse. We have to stop there. I'll finish on that. What? Same problem. It's the same as the Shlomo Zalman says over here. According to Shlomo Zalman, it's the gift of.
You can take it off.
Same problem, yeah?